Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to the official double digit episode, episode 10 of Behind the Sports Show. This is the show where we go way beyond the box score. This isn't your average sports recap. We're talking real stories, raw moments, and the stuff that nobody else is covering, from exclusive interviews to behind the scenes. We're getting real with sports. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. As of yesterday, there were 100 days until the NFL season, which means 99 official days from today, May 28th, until the NFL season. There's a lot to talk about in my brain kind of going on. Obviously, I want to start right at Jaden Daniels. I was really high on him last year. He was Offensive Rookie of the Year. Now, coming off of one of the probably most best recent NFL debuts as a rookie, leading the Commanders to a playoff appearance. That was really special for me to watch. And he's just a good quarterback. Then I kind of want to get into Jordan Love and the Packers. He was kind of iffy this season. I'm excited to see what he's going to do this year. In the first eight games of 2024, he threw 11 interceptions. Then he went from 11 to 0 in weeks 12 through 18. And then he threw 3 in the wild card round against the loss to the Eagles, which you lose to the Eagles, Super Bowl championships, not a really bad loss there. Then in the Vikings, you have JJ McCarthy kind of stepping out to play QB1. I have some questions around Devonta Adams and Puka on the Rams, Michael Penix Jr. being the quarterback for the Falcons. But one team I am really looking at this year, and this might be a shocker, but the Raiders. I said it a couple of episodes ago. They drafted, in my opinion, what was a really, really good draft. Now they have Geno Smith at quarterback. You have Ashton Jeanty at running back, Brock Bowers, and there are some another really good great additions to that Raiders team. So I'm really excited to see how they play this year. Obviously, in my book, Lamar Jackson, if it's not Lamar, I'm okay with Jaden winning MVP. But Lamar, not only you need to win MVP, you got to get the job done and go to Super Bowl. I need you to go to the Super Bowl. I'm really hoping that Lamar, just because it's Lamar Jackson. Well, stay tuned. We've got more Behind the Sports coming your way. Our next guest is up right after the break. This is BTS Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I want to bring in Jacob Beverly. Jacob, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I want to have a little bit of a fireside sports talk, if you will. And I want to start right in the NBA. I know you have a lot of things to talk about when it comes to the NBA, not only this playoff action that we're seeing right now, but just overall NBA kind of things and headlines to keep on the top of our minds. One thing I want to start off is Zion Williamson heading into his sixth year with zero playoff minutes. Give me your thoughts on that.
I mean, I think that we got to start talking about, is he one of the biggest busts of all time? Zero playoff minutes. Yes, he's in New Orleans right now. Yes, you can make a very good argument that that organization is really one of the bottom tier organizations in the NBA. So yes, it's very hard to get wins with those teams, but he's just never been healthy. And this is the sixth year where we're talking about his health again. We're going into the offseason talking about, is Zion not going to be in shape to play basketball? And he hasn't been. He sits most of the bench, and he's rarely, I'm talking about rarely, actually available to play in a regular season game. And when you're not in a competitive market like New Orleans, you're just never going to see the playoffs. So I just remember when I was a kid just how big his name was. He was the biggest name, I think, in all of basketball at one point, you could really make an argument for. And just, he blew through his shoes. He was a freak of nature, and it didn't pan out. We're starting to say it just 6 years. I think that's a good, range, and it just didn't pan out, and it's pretty sad to see.
Looking back on his career, in your opinion, is there anything he could have done differently? I mean, you hit the nail on the head. The Pelicans are, I would say probably, if not the worst, one of the worst NBA franchises currently and arguably historically. What could he have done differently?
I mean, I would say what he could have done differently is, a comparison that I would use, because the only comparison that can come to mind about really weight is Jamarcus Russell. You saw that he was, he was a big dude, and he just couldn't stay under the line, and that's what we're seeing with Zion. He's just not healthy. I mean, we're talking about him getting fat. So number one, let's go diet. That's something he could do better. And I think that, his training must not be very good either if he's just never playing. But also, at the same time, he can change this stuff right now. He's going into his sixth year. I mean, if I'm New Orleans, I'm shipping him out while he at least still has his name, because you know they have nothing. You hit the nail on the head as well. I mean, arguably the worst franchise in the NBA, and you know you got a big name like that. I think they should just get rid of him, and hopefully for both of them they can turn it around. Because I could see, you know, who knows, you know, you see so many players that go to these organizations and it just doesn't work out. You see in all sports, you see, you know, the Jets, you know, they always get QBs, and look what happened with Sam Darnold. He went to a new place and he thrived. So I'm really hoping that Zion can do that, but you know, it's just time will tell.
Yeah, and it's interesting because obviously Zion, like you said earlier, when he came into this league, everyone was really hyped for him, but maybe he would be better suited playing in the NFL than the NBA. But I want to stay right in the NBA, and I want to talk about the current series that we're seeing. Obviously, we have the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks battling out in the Eastern Conference Finals. One thing that's been notable to me outside of the stats and how well Halliburton's been playing is this whole drama around his dad. And obviously, we've seen some drama between John Morant's dad. Halliburton's dad gets, you know, suspended or banned, if you will, from the games. Then he gets to come back. What are your opinions on, like, parents being this, I guess, kind of like barking dog to, I mean, at the end of the day, they're standing up for their kids, which any parent, I'm sure, if in their shoes, they would do. But this is the NBA. You know, these players are real people, and you can't really talk to some NBA players, especially the all-stars like that. What are your opinions on that?
I mean, I think it's pretty nuts. It's like you said, every parent, you know, I mean, I'm fortunate to not know this yet. You know, I would love kids down the road, but you know, every parent knows, especially what my parents tell me, is watching your kids play sports, I feel like you're always going to view them as kids. So he probably just feels like, you know, and Halliburton was getting destroyed in the media. Destroyed. And that's probably the hardest thing, you know, as a parent, is having to hear these things. And I think what happened is John Halliburton just, you know, he let the moment get to him. You know, they were dogging his son, saying how his son was just not really, you know, the most overrated player in the NBA. And his son shocked everybody when they took care of the Bucks in five. And then, you know, now he got thrown out. What he did wasn't right. You know, it's not the way you handle it. But I think there was just a lot of emotion. But I didn't really agree with the ban at the same time. I thought that was a little much, like all games forever. So I do understand. I can understand courtside, but I think they did find a nice happy medium with, you know, him being in a box now, and that should limit any altercations, hopefully, you know, for the rest, for John Halliburton. I think it's a learning lesson for him, you know, that, you know, you really can't do that anymore. Because I'm sure, you know, as a kid, he was able to, you know, or when Tyrese was a kid, you know, he used to be able to argue with refs, stuff like that. But you, like you said, this is the NBA. You really just can't do that to everybody. And, yeah, I think it's good that he's being allowed to come back. I can understand that he is not allowed, though, to be ever on a court side again. I can understand that, man. But I think it's nice that he's back.
Honestly, if you ask me, I feel like being in a suite, you know, with some buffet style is a little bit better than sitting courtside sometimes. But again, you're watching your kid and, you know, it's the NBA conference finals. Are we truly at the point where we're like, okay, it's going to be OKC in Indiana in the NBA finals? Is there any hope for the other teams?
Well, we'll see tonight, obviously, the Wolves, and I'm going to have to go with Mal. I mean, we saw in the OKC, we'll start with the West, we saw, I mean, so we were talking about, you know, the basketball, like you said, the basketball gods gave us the two best teams, I feel like, in the playoffs, you know, and they went to seven games. And just the way that OKC has just kind of manhandled the Wolves is pretty interesting to me. I mean, you know, you see, and Anthony Edwards isn't playing bad. He's dropping 30 a game, except for the game four where they just lost. He dropped 16. He played very poorly. He historically plays poorly in game fours, which is also ironic. But, you know, he's young. He's 23. But I think the Wolves, they just, how do you match? I think OKC, I don't see anybody beating OKC, even Indiana. Because how do you, they play 13 guys. They can play 13 guys in the playoffs. That's something that no other team can do besides maybe the Celtics, and the Celtics aren't there anymore. So even if the Knicks somehow pull off a comeback, I don't see anybody beating OKC. And especially in the East, I don't see it happening. I mean, Halliburton is just on a tear. He dropped 32, 12, and 15 with no turnovers. He was the first player in NBA history to do that. Saw another wild stat that he actually threw 77 passes for 444 yards, got a single interception, meaning he also had the third highest QBR in a game in NFL history. So that's pretty nuts. And he did that on a basketball court. So, yeah.
Yeah, talk about a stat. On a tear. Yeah, and I don't think anybody could have ever foreseen not only the Pacers, but Halliburton kind of leading this team. And I will continue to say, what the Halley? But I want to shift gears and talk a little bit quickly about NHL. Obviously, my dear Dallas Stars not looking so hot in their series right now against the Oilers. Give me your kind of synopsis of playoff hockey right now.
Number one, hockey is playoff hockey is arguably my favorite sport. I think there's no other sport where you see in the playoffs just guys just give it their absolute all, starting from every single guy in there. I mean, hockey's a for real team game. You got four lines, and you know that's it. You know you got to do well. You know every single guy has to step up. Your fourth liners, they need to do stuff, and that's what really steps up. And I think, you know, we're seeing kind of, you know, a mimic of last year. We saw the Dallas Stars Oilers final last year, and it's looking like the same thing. I mean, McDavid, arguably, and I know some, you know, some people that don't watch hockey, they don't know McDavid. Let's put this in a easy terminology. He is the Patrick Mahomes of the NHL. He is, when this guy is on, nobody is better than him. He is undisputably the best player in the world. And he's upset because he lost the cup in seven against Florida, because everyone forgets that Florida was up 3-0, and then Edmonton won three straight and almost tied it and almost won, and then they lose in seven. So, yeah, I think, sadly, the Dallas Stars, I mean, I'm pretty happy about it being from Colorado, but I think the Stars are done. I think the Oilers are just, they're too hot right now. You have the two best players in the world with McDavid and Draisaitl. You just can't stop that. And, like, there's certain players in sports where, you know, when they're hot, you know, the McDavids, the Bradys, the Mahomes, you know, the Crosbys, you know, you just can't stop them. But, you know, he's going to have a tough face because Florida's looking better than ever. Florida is easily the deepest team in the playoffs left. You know, they have Marchand, you know, on their third line, and they're mean. You know, I don't know if, you know, some of your viewers might not watch hockey, but Florida is known as the Rats. They're dirtbags. They're going to get in your face. They're going to play dirty. And they just have been defeating everybody. They're up 3-1 right now. They play tonight. I think they're going to take game five in Carolina, meaning they're going to go to the Cup. I think the Oilers are going to go again. So I think we're going to see a rematch. And I honestly couldn't tell you who's going to win that one, because with McDavid playing the way he is and the way Florida's playing, I think that's just an insane collision course. But it's going to be for sure interesting.
I might have to agree with you there. Well, thank you so much, Jacob. I appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thank you so much, Giovanna.
Can Connor McDavid get his first ring? We shall see. But stay tuned for more Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Stay tuned.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back to Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I am hyped for this episode. We've talked a lot about sports, and this next guest up is going to give us a little bit of insight in a sport that's talked about, but kind of a little bit behind the scenes, the Canadian Football League. I want to welcome in Titus Wall. Titus, how are you?
I'm doing well, Javon. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. I want to start at the very beginning. Football for you and your career, your story. I want to get into all of that. So tell me from the very beginning how you kind of got into football.
Okay. Oh, way back in the very beginning. All right. Well, you know, I'm from Texas, so that was part of my culture growing up. As a kid, that's all I, you know, ate, breathed, and slept was football. So, of course, through my childhood, that carried out through college. Of course, I had aspirations of playing D1. Made that happen, went to Missouri State, went there for, played there 5 seasons. I was there 4 years, but I had that COVID year. So, you know, I had those 2 seasons in 1 year. And then from that point on, I had, you know, aspirations of going to the NFL draft. Long story short, didn't get the opportunity just due to the political aspect of the game. And went to a tryout for the CFL and crushed the tryout. And that's how my CFL journey had started. And so, it was just a great thing to be able to experience as a whole. I'm sure you're going to ask some more questions about it, but I'll just go ahead and start off with that general stasis of it.
Of course. When you say political aspects of the NFL, what do you exactly mean by that?
Well, so, you know, we no matter what sport it is, it's really essentially a child's game. And once you go professionally, it's no longer just a child's game. It's now a business. And operates as such and in every way, shape, and fashion, respectfully so. And so with that, just knowing that, you have to go in with that mindset to realize, okay, I can't take any of this personal. It's all business, no matter how it may present itself, no matter how it may be. And that's just how it is. And so it really teaches you a lot on how to operate as a business man and woman, and especially as a business athlete as well.
Obviously, in the U.S. right now, we have the kind of united force of the United Football League, which is similar but still not the same to the CFL. How would you compare and then also the differences between, like, the NFL, the UFL, and then having the CFL? Obviously, there's rule changes between all the leagues, but what are some differences in, like, those three leagues?
Similarities between the UFL and the CFL, they both give you an opportunity to keep playing ball and to still go to the highest level of the NFL, they all operate similar. You know, they share a lot of similarities between each other. Of course, a major difference would just be the rules between the two games, you know, being Canada and United States ball. You know, Canada ball is a mix of a little rugby in it, too. So it's not just playing American football. Got a little bit of rugby rules. Two, it's only three downs. You know, the receivers get a running start. The field is bigger. It's longer and wider. So, yeah, other than that, though, it's still the same game. Just throwing in those little adjustments to it, so.
Going backwards a little bit, talking about your time at Mississippi State, obviously being from Texas, me personally, one of the most notable players we see coming out of Mississippi State was Dak Prescott. But talk about your time at Mississippi State and how that football program was for you.
Oh, no. So, definitely. When I was in Missouri State, it was a great opportunity. I was there on the Dave Steckel when I first got there, and he was there 3 years of my career, then we got Bobby Petrino. So Bobby Petrino, he came in and was able to win a conference ring first time in 30 years. So we did something in program history that hadn't been done for a long time. And so we definitely made a lot of milestones. I was able to see the lowest of the lows and the highest of the highs. And it taught me a lot just through my experience as you know, just a student and as a student of the game in a lot of different forms.
What was
so
your...
many... Go ahead.
I was going to ask, what was your, like, welcome to the CFL moment? Obviously, that can be different when you're in the NFL, but when you first got on the ground and you were about to walk into the first team meetings of your team in the league, what was that moment for you?
It was routine for me. You know, it's all a mindset thing. I was going about it as if I've been there before. Of course, I haven't. But that's how I was carrying myself. I was a rookie, but I was carrying myself as if I was already the vet. Respectfully and humbly so, but that's just how my mindset was. And so my real welcome to the CFL moment was week two of the season. So going back to training camp, I made the team, right? And then I was on practice squad originally, but then when the starter tag got hurt, and so, you know, next man up, Tiger's are up. And so I'm like, all right, cool, let's rock. Week one comes out, had a great game week one. Week two comes around, we're down. It was an overtime game. This is really like a monumental time in my career. We were down like 24-3 at halftime. And so second half comes out. Third quarter had an interception in the end zone that was a very good momentum shift. And then so by this time, time passed. You know, I think the score was like 24-17 or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. We were down, though. And it was 3rd-and-1. So 3rd-and-1 essentially is like 4th-and-1 in the U.S. And so that play, they did a quarterback sneak. And I literally went to the quarterback, ripped the ball out of his hands, took it and scored, ran 40 yards to it. Came back, we ended up winning the game. And so as a rookie, that being my second game of my professional career, that was definitely a great welcome to the CFL moment for me. You know, 2 turnovers, 1 touchdown. So I don't think you could beat that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm sure you made a lasting impression on the coaches after that moment. What's something about the CFL that fans and people might not understand and might not appreciate?
Man, it's some great ball being played there that a lot of people down south don't realize. Because just like me, before I actually played in the league up there, I didn't really know too much about it. But just once I really, of course, understood the game and actually played it myself and seen it as a whole, it's a great experience. They really love football up there, and they support it so much. Of course, not as much as hockey, because, of course, hockey is their staple, but football is rocking up there. All the stadiums are packed out. The Florida Stadium is rocking, 50,000 people in the stands. Like, it's really a nice culture up there. So I definitely can say that it's very slept on, just from the sense that a lot of people don't know about it. But I will say that the CFL is doing a better job of broadcasting to the U.S. now, trying to get more people to see it and be observant to it. So that's what I can say. That's a positive to it.
Yeah, you kind of brought up something that sparked my curiosity in terms of the appreciation of Canadian fans for the league. Obviously, here, talking about the UFL again, respectfully, a lot of those games aren't packed out. I mean, the UFL is something that I think is really great, another avenue for younger players that might not get a chance in the NFL to then go play. But for the CFL, for you, was it truly like an electric atmosphere? Might not be just as college or just as the NFL, but were people really bought into the CFL culture if they're from Canada?
Oh, man, those stadiums get so loud up there. Like, I'm telling you, those stadiums get so loud, electric, amplified, all that. It's been games where I'm talking to my one of my teammates. He's literally 1 foot ahead in front of me, and I can't hear what he's saying. Like, we literally have to yell at each other, and we're standing 12 inches apart from each other. So it's definitely – it gets rocking out there. Like I said, it was one game, overtime game. It was in Saskatchewan. The ground was literally shaking. The other team made a play, and the whole place just erupted. So – from that standpoint, I really felt like I got the full experience just from the fans, the whole experience of the crowd control, the crowd noise. Like, home field advantage was a real thing up there because, like, that's how loud stadiums get.
Keeping on the topic of electric stadiums and atmosphere within the CFL, talk to me about the team that you played for quickly. And we'll dive more back into it after the break. But just give me a quick little tidbit of the team that you played for.
So, yeah, I played for Calgary Stampeders my first 2 years, and then my last year I played for Montreal Alouettes. And both fan bases are amazing, like incredible. But I will say Montreal, their stadium gets very, very loud. Like, it's almost like a soccer stadium because they have horns going on, concrete slabs, everybody's slapping it, everybody's just loud. It gets so loud in that stadium. So I think that's really one of the loudest stadiums in the entire league. Montreal and Winnipeg, they up there for sure.
Well, now talking to you, I have to go to a CFL game to experience for myself, and I can't wait to get to that point. But stay right there, Titus. We're going to talk more about your career in the CFL right after this break. Again, this is BTS Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to BTS Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Diving back into our conversation with Titus Wall, former CFL athlete. Titus, I want to start our conversation back off of talking about the pay scale in the CFL. What's the reality of the CFL pay scale, and how did you specifically manage your life financially as a pro athlete in that league?
Oh, yeah, of course, you know, just calling to say the pay scale isn't necessarily what it would be compared to the NFL. You know, you're not just going to go up there and make millions of dollars a season. Now, you do have franchise players who will see million dollars, like quarterbacks and some receivers and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's definitely enough to make sure things are what I want to say. Everything is taken care of and you're able to live comfortable. Most definitely. You're just not seeing no NFL or NBA money, no MLB money like that such.
Right. Did you ever view the CFL as a stepping stone? I think a lot of time athletes go into these leagues as kind of like a second chance, but with the dream and aspiration of then getting to the NFL, was that the same for you?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I took it on as an opportunity to, you know, for one, still be able to play the game I love to play, and two, still be able to keep going even higher. And so I was still able to do what a small percentage of people were able to say they were able to. And so I'm always going to be grateful for that. And just the journey is what makes everything so much more beautiful. And so the constant, the thrill of always wanting to get better and do more, that's what kept me going. And so without that, I don't think I'll be as fueled as I was throughout my entire career.
What was the moment, or I guess the realization for you when, and this might not even be a realization, but was there a point in time when you were like, okay, I'm going to stick it out in the CFL, this is where I'm meant to be? Or was it until the last season that you played that you had hopes and dreams to go to the NFL?
Oh, no, it was definitely I had to be present in the moment. And so, of course, every season I was present in the season I was playing. But after the season, if I had an opportunity to go down south and play in the NFL, ultimately I would take that opportunity. Now, I faced a couple of injuries in my career, you know, my rookie year. When I was balling, going crazy, I tore my foot up. I tore my plantar fascia, so I was out for basically the whole season. And then my second year after that, I had another decent year. Next thing you know, Labor Day, I tore my pec. And so that's kind of thing that put into realization for me, because, of course, I knew I was going to play football forever. And then, but it started having those conversations, like, what would life be like for me outside of ball, to start getting ready for that? Because I don't want to always just have to lean on ball as my identity and the only thing that I know. And so I definitely, when I went through those injuries, it put a lot of things in perspective. And so those were actually blessings for me, because it made me just realize a lot about myself, about the situation that I'm in. And it helped me grow a lot internally, externally, spiritually, and a whole bunch of ways of it.
Speaking of injuries, this kind of goes hand in hand. And I know, like you just mentioned, internally and externally, personally, you can kind of grow. But when it comes to the league and when it comes to the coaches that are within the league and that were at your team, what does player development look like? Do you feel like as a player athletically that you were pushed to your limits? Or was it more so of kind of a personal thing and an individual thing for you to get to the next step and continuously grow and get better over your tenure in the league?
Oh, of course, you know, it's the pros. So from that standpoint, you have to carry yourself as a professional in every way, shape, and fashion. There's still going to be motivation, of course, development by the coaching staff, by the whole organization, training staff. They're going to push you to an extent, but we used to always say their extent, what they're giving us is the bare minimum. We have to go another mile ourselves to get these, if we want to be great. You know, of course, if you want to be average, you can do it the bare minimum. You know, but if you want to be that best player, you have to do extra stuff to keep developing yourself in whatever way you need to. Same with life. A lot of these principles that I've learned through football and sports are easily translated to life, real life things, and every way you can compare it to life.
What were some of the and most inspirational players that you played with in that league?
Oh man, it's a lot. I got a lot of good friends up there that I made. It's a lot of good men up there. Canadian, American, Australian, European. Like I've met so many guys up there, man, and it's hard to just name a few. If I'm just being honest with you, it's so hard.
How would you want to be remembered?
I could name a couple: Cam Judge, Reggie Bagleton, Austin Mack. Man, like I don't even want to name because like there's so much more than this. Darius Williams. Deontay Ruffin, like, they're all my guys. And so we still have great close relationships to this day. I didn't mean to cut you off. What was your next question?
No, I was going to say, speaking of your teammates and other athletes in the CFL, how would you want to be remembered, or how are you remembered by them if we were to ask them right now?
Just as a workhorse who came to work every day, who never took a day for granted and, you know, was always just an influence, a positive influence on his teammates. You know, the best thing to do, you had to be a locker room player first. You know, you had to be there for the guys in that locker room, and I most definitely say that, in my opinion, I was. And so that's how I would like to be remembered from that standpoint.
This is probably going to be my last question about the league specifically, but I'm curious how playing in the CFL, seeing the operations of the CFL, shaped your perspective on the game of football in general. There's a lot of like nuances, you know, you have the NFL and how that game is changing. And then obviously, like I mentioned earlier, the united forces of the UFL now, combining those two leagues together. But your time in the CFL, how did that shape your perspective of this simple game we like to call football?
Man, it's so simple, but it's, you know, so much that goes into it. It's just a well-fascinated system. But just really, and this is an unpopular opinion, from a defensive standpoint, at least from a defensive back standpoint, it's a harder game to play in the CFL than it is in the NFL. Reason being is because the CFL is really catered to offensive scoring. So, you know, that's why the field is bigger. The receivers get that running start. They get to run literally every route in the route tree on any point in time on the field. And so, and then, like, just the rules of contact. You literally can't breathe on the receiver up there without it being a flag. Like, literally. So, it's so crazy because a lot of folks may not understand until they actually get down between that gridiron and see how it is. So, but like I said, it's still a child's game. You know, at the end of the day, it's still ball. You know, the objective is to score on offense, and on defense is to stop them from scoring, you know. So it's really the same to say all those.
That's interesting. I actually never thought about, you know, how it's catering to the offensive side of the ball, not to only mention the receivers, but, you know, the quarterback. You know, you're slinging that football down the field to get it in the pocket and into your receiver's hands. So, like you said, as a defensive player and a defensive mindset, it is a little bit harder to guard and play. And that's interesting. I never really thought about that. But I want to shift gears outside of your CFL career and talk about Titus outside of football. What is Titus doing now, and how has he taken the skills and the character development into what you do now?
Yes. You know, I always really rooted myself on being a servant, a leader, and just being however I can to help others, being that light, being the best version of myself however I can. And so, like I said, just with football and the real life, there were so many principles that were so easily translated and correlated to how I live my day-to-day lifestyle in the business world. And so I had the opportunity. As soon as I stopped playing, I had the opportunity to become a senior manager for Globe Life, doing financial services, you know, and to put in the Genesis life insurance. And there's so much that I've learned just in my journey, just with this business world of how it's just so similar to ball. Because as physical as the game is, it's all mental. And I keep saying this, but everything that I learned is translated into what I'm doing now, to leading the sales team, to protecting others and serving others. And it's great. It's been a great experience.
Obviously, people talk a lot about life after ball, whether it's from a collegiate standpoint, an NFL standpoint. And I know the league, the NFL specifically, does quite a bit to help athletes and their careers. Outside of what you individually learned, do you feel like the league and the CFL kind of sets players like yourself up for that next step in life after ball?
I wouldn't just directly compare it to the CFL itself. I feel like any experience as such definitely will cater, and I'm not cater, will definitely prepare you for life after ball, because everything is your own experience. And so with that being said, everything's perspective and perception. And it's just how you perceive it and how you choose to go through it. And so with that, you either can learn a lot of stuff from it, or you're not going to learn anything at all if you choose not to. But everything has it's a lesson to it. It's depending on how you look at it.
Looking back on your CFL career, what was, and I know you've kind of talked about like your rookie moments and kind of putting yourself out there, but what was probably the best moment that you had in the CFL?
Man, the best moments?
Just one.
Oh, man. I think it has to be that week two game, honestly, when I had those two touchdowns. Or I had another one 3 weeks later. I had two interceptions. One was a pick six. We ended up winning that game as well. I don't know. Just the feeling that came from just really putting in the work and it paying off was such a rewarding feeling. And to be able to do it week after week was even better. So that's what I would say. And just the experience as a whole, Canada is beautiful. Just outside of speaking of football, just the country of Canada is so beautiful. I was able to be exposed to a whole bunch of stuff that I'd never seen growing up. And so just being able to witness that and be able to experience it was a blessing. And that really was probably, it is actually the best part of my whole experience being up there.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, obviously playing in the NFL is an amazing feat for a lot of these athletes, but going to another place and then kind of getting out of your comfort zone and then also playing ball, like, that's an experience in itself. But I want to end on something that we always do as a little to tie in with our behind the sports theme. Titus, I want you to give us one insider secret. This could be something from behind the scenes, the CFL organization that you've never shared before. It could be a funny story, a shocking moment, or just something that you wish fans knew about the sport that you played.
For sure. Like, and I don't even know if you want to call it a secret, because it's what it is. Just really realizing that once you pass that collegiate level, that it's no longer just the game we once loved and played as kids. It's an actual business. And really, even speaking for college now, it's a business. You know, got the NIL deals, and those are real life professionals because they're getting paid millions of dollars. And so when all this business aspect is introduced to the game, you really have to learn how to operate as such. And you can't take anything personal, because that's what a lot of athletes like to do. So just really, that's the one thing I'll say, just really understanding the difference between it being the business and it being the game.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that's valid. Well, thank you so much, Titus. I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your experience and more about the CFL.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me. I had a blast for sure.
All right. Up next, we wrap up episode 10 of Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, that's going to do it for us today on BTS What a Ride. Huge thanks again to our guests for pulling back the curtain and sharing those stories. You definitely won't hear anywhere else or find in the box score. Before I sign out, I have to mention Paige Becker's number one overall pick in the WNBA draft gets drafted to the Dallas Wings and now gets her first WNBA career win. On the road, Wings win 109-87 against the Sun. Really, really happy for Paige. And I've said it before, I am super excited that she's in Dallas and I cannot wait to see what this Wings team does this season. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. And don't forget to subscribe, share, and following on our page at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram for all the latest updates. We'll be back here next Wednesday, same time, same place for another episode. This, again, was episode 10. I can't believe we're already at 10 episodes. It's truly been amazing. But I want to go back to Instagram. I need y'all to follow the Instagram at Behind the Sports Show. There's a lot of exciting things happening on there. We've had our partnership with At College Football and at FB Universe. That's some really exciting stuff going on. We're collaborating with them on our page there. So make sure you're following and staying tuned. You can also follow us on YouTube. All these episodes are posted and we're also streaming on all other major platforms. We're getting rolling. This BTS show, we're just at the beginning and it's going to take off. And I'm so, so, so excited. A big thank you again to Jacob and Titus for joining us on the show today. Their stories were truly amazing. And a shout out to Jacob for giving us some really interesting sports insights. Again, I'm Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sport on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sport.